Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we have our first Queen Sugar feature, and I am so excited to welcome to the show Miss Demaine Davis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. So welcome. Now, how does it feel to be directing and working with Ava DuVernay in the award-winning and hit series Queen Sugar?
It's been fantastic. It's been more than I could have ever expected or asked for. And I still pinch myself all the time to be associated with such a show that, number one, is so beautiful. It's just a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the topics that they're talking about are just topics that no one else is covering and no one else is talking about. And all of those things are finally getting some light and everyone is joining in, and it's promoting so much discussion, which is necessary right now. So I feel really fortunate, and I'm really grateful that Ava reached out to me and chose me to be a part of the Queen Sugar family.
Oh, awesome. Now, what was the thoughts going on in your mind when you were asked to direct your first, and now you have a second show in the episode that premieres next week?
Yeah, so my second episode actually premieres in November. They changed the schedule around a little bit,
okay.
So my second episode will be on November 8th. And I'm waiting patiently, and I'm very proud of myself for not saying anything that I know that is happening. It has been an incredible journey to go from just directing commercials and still working on my own
mm-hmm.
scripts and freelance copywriting, which I also do, and to get that call to come down and to do the show. At first I was what is this real? And then my second thought was, oh my God, this is real. So I get to go there and I get to be there. And then once you arrive in Louisiana and you meet this incredibly dedicated cast and crew, it's family. It is just like family. I've directed 50 to 60 commercials. You know, I've been on 10-hour days where, you know, some people get pissed off. There might be arguments. Someone might,
mm-hmm.
you know, leave, which is not professional and not necessary, but
mm-hmm.
that's what happens and you kind of deal with it. That has not happened. I got to direct two episodes. I never saw that. I never saw anything but passionate, caring people who are completely dedicated to the script, to the different concepts that were being conveyed, and who truly loved each other. And I feel like you can feel that when you watch the show, and that it's real. It's so real. So I'm just so grateful and honored to be a part of it.
Okay, great. So can you give us a little setup about your next show that will air in November without giving away too many spoilers?
Okay. No, I can't talk about that. I can't talk about that. Let me see. I can tell you that Micah will continue on his journey of realizing, you know, that he was sort of he came from a different place, and now he's in a place where he can really see with new eyes, you know, and he will come more into knowing who he is. And what he can and should do as a young Black man. So that I can tell you, and I don't think I can really say anything else without giving something away. So
okay.
I'll have to decline, unfortunately.
Okay. So what that means, y'all gonna have to tune in every week to watch the show so you can catch and see what transforms and what develops.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So outside of film production and now television, what else are you interested in pursuing?
That's a great question. I have a series of books that I've been working on for a while that I haven't picked up in a bit. So I'd like to do that. I would like to, I would actually like to found and fund a public relations company, because I feel like I'm now fortunate enough to work with one now. I'm with a commercial production company called Sweet Ricky, and it's female helmed, and it's really great to be here. And so they've enlisted the help of this great PR company that I've had the pleasure of working with sort of on some things now, called Hype World. And but as far as before them, I had not known of any other company. And so part of me, and I know some people who have worked in PR before, so in the back of my mind there's always that thought, you know what, I'm going to gather up those people and I'm going to form a company and I'm going to have them run it, and that'll, you know, be a little side hustle. So there are definitely lots of other things that I want to do, and I want to encourage you and all your listeners to know that you can do anything at any time. You don't have to feel, I think it's easy sometimes for the world to box you in, because it's easier for them to say, oh, she just does that, and then they don't have to expend any other time and energy on the other things that you do. They want to just categorize you and go, no, that's where you belong, but you belong anywhere and everywhere. And so whatever you want to do, you know, go for it, especially if you have the energy, you have the ideas and the gumption, absolutely go for it.
That's what I'm talking about. Spread your wings and fly. You have gifts.
Use them. That's right.
Are there any producers or actors that you would love to work with? Like, these are, like, this is your dream list.
Right. Well, I am, you know, it's funny because I'm already working with, to work with Ava DuVernay, to, you know, to work with Paul Garns, that's, and everyone on the cast and all of those actors, you know, Rutina, Kofi, Dawn, Tina Lifford, who I just adore, Dondre, Omar, you know, it's, my dreams are already coming true in that regard, but and I'm very grateful for that. But I will say that I would love to work with Shonda. Who wouldn't want to work with Shonda Rhimes, Miss Rhimes?
Right.
I mean, also Essie Brown. I really respect her. I respect her activism. I respect her choices. She's currently executive producer on Star. I'd love to work with Will Packer. He was produced Girls Trip, as well as several series of movies. I love Donald Glover and Hiro Murai, who do Atlanta. That's another one of my favorite shows. And David Simon, who did The Wire and is currently doing The Deuce on HBO. I would love to work with him because I think he's brilliant. And actors, I would say I'd love to work with Kerry Washington again, Viola Davis, Kate Blanchett, and Idris Elba, because Idris Elba. So
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I might spend a portion of that first day just kind of staring at him for about 5 seconds, and then I'd be like, okay, let me get
right. Because it's like, oh my God.
Because it's Idris Elba.
Talk about handsome and talented.
And the accent.
Absolutely.
The accent.
Yes, his accent. Would you would just sit stand there and drool, be like, oh, my God, can you say that again, please? I love it.
We're going to need another take. Yeah, we're going to need another take.
Awesome. That is beautiful. So, you know, this year, well, the last couple of years has been, and this is a question that wasn't planned, but this just came to me. With the last couple of years, this year and last year, women in television, writing and directing and producing, I've seen this, like, I want to call it a movement, but I like more like a transformation, far as more opportunities coming up for us. Would you say it's definitely becoming a woman's year in television and film when it comes to producing and directing and writing?
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that it is. So. Essentially what Ava did is she said, I see a lack, and so this is what I want to do. I want to see more women in film, and so I'm going to bring more women in film. I want to see more women, you know, behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. I want to see more women working in the television series, so I'm going to do that. And that's a chain reaction. And I talk a lot about what season one of Queen Sugar, where she hired all female directors for that first season. I was currently working at the production company where I am, Sweet Ricky, and I was about to do a commercial direct a commercial. And until I heard about that, I read about that, literally, I don't know why it hadn't dawned on me that I could do something. Like, of course I can. Like, we can all do something.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a direct correlation. And so I asked myself, wow, how come I haven't worked with a female director of photography before? And so I worked with one. You know what I mean? I called some friends. I called some filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
I called up some unions. And I found this wonderful woman, Taryn Anderson. And we worked together on this commercial. And she was incredible. And so that's part of what I think is happening, is that Ava's done it on such a grand scale. It makes you question, well, how can I change my reality? How can I change this reality? All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is decide who you're going to work with and where you're going to go, and know that, especially in the creative process, but also in business as well, when you include other genders, when you include other ethnicities, it's only going to richen your work.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to make it
yes.
make it deeper and better and more creative. So I think it's been a long time coming, but I'm grateful to be here, to be a part of it, and to, you know, experience the benefits of it and to spread the word, because it's changed a lot for a lot of people. So it's a great thing, but it's something that everyone can do. Everyone can decide to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep opening those doors. If one's not opening for you, you open it. Create that opportunity.
That's right.
Which, yes.
That's right.
Yes. So what advice would you give those women, especially black women, who want to come into your world? They want to write. They want to produce. They want to work in film and television. What advice would you give an aspiring producer or writer?
Well, first thing that I would say is, and Ava's said it before, is you have to start. So you have to start
mm-hmm.
somewhere. You know, I have a friend of mine who, she was in my second film, Lift, and she, Samantha Brown, and she wanted to write, and she kept saying, well, I want to write, and she's so funny. And I was like, why don't you do a stand-up comedy course? Why don't you write just some short stories? Why don't you? And she was like, well, I don't
mm-hmm.
really know how to. And I'm like, well, you know how to write. So, and she was like, yeah, but I don't know. Do you, you know, have like a, like, how do you do it? Do you have like a special corner or a special pen or a special? And I said, honey, it does not matter. Like, don't think that something has to happen in a certain way in order for you to begin your journey. You know, you literally, look, if you have a cell phone, then you have a movie camera, essentially. You know what I mean? If your cell phone makes video, you can begin to make little videos just to teach yourself about angles, about lighting. You have a pen, a pencil, a laptop, a piece of paper, then you can write a script. You just have to get it down. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is, and Kat Candler, producing director of Queen Sugar, has said this, and I think it's true and it's beautiful, is just be a good person. Good out brings good in. And so a part of that, I think, is don't waste time asking why something didn't happen. Don't waste time saying, well, I wrote something. I wrote it 10 years ago. I haven't written anything again, but I'm so upset that nothing happened with that. And why didn't happen? Why didn't happen? Take that time and energy and just create more things. Don't think about the negative.
Right.
The positive thing is that you can write. So continue to write. And during that time, don't question why something hasn't happened for you, even if it's anything, if it's a job, if it's a relationship. Don't question it. Instead, study, train yourself, stack ideas, stack scripts, get better. Be happier within yourself and with what you can do, and you are going to draw all those good things and all those opportunities to you. So read books, write. Look at the assets that you have around you when it comes to making a film or writing something, or if you want to get, you want to put on a play somewhere, which is, that's like underrated. Put on a play somewhere. You know what I mean? Like find a little local cafe and be like, I wrote this script. I want to put on a play here. You know what I mean? And use all your assets. You have friends, relatives, who want to act, who want to sing, those are your assets. Use those creative people and move on together as a team to create something.
Beautiful advice. Beautiful. So how can our audience follow you and learn more about you on social media and keep up with you with all the projects that you have going on? And I love you on Queen Sugar.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm at Demaine Davis on Twitter and on Instagram. My website is DemaineDavis.com. And you could also watch Lift, which was my second feature film that starred Kerry Washington, who's on Scandal in the last season of Scandal. And that's actually streaming on Amazon now. So that's another way for you to see my work. And then November 8th, for the second-to-last episode of the season of Queen Sugar on OWN.
All right, guys. Now, and I saw Lift, too, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I'm real big.
Thank you so much.
I'm real big on indie films, so, you know, I'm there. I'm always watching. And I was, and you know, it's funny. It's like, wow, I never thought I would be interviewing you. I watched your movie, and here I am now interviewing you. And it is truly a pleasure.
That is so cool. Thank you so much. And one other thing I want to say quickly, if you want to be in entertainment or any kind of way, you know, do what it is. I love that you did that. Like, support independent film. You have to see films. You should see and watch a lot of films and a lot of TV shows or read a lot of books if you want to write a book. Like, that is another way to, you know, work out those muscles to see what other people are doing and to support them. You know, you can't
yes.
wonder why maybe someone didn't support you if you're not supporting other people, other filmmakers, other creative entities. So that's a big part of it. And thank you so much for watching Lift. I really appreciate you taking that time.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. Well, guys, make sure you tune in every Wednesday for Queen Sugar. I tweet live. The cast tweet, you know, join them, support them. This is a great show. It's a great empowering show. And, Demaine, I will be with you every Wednesday. I'll tag you, too.
All right, honey, I'm with you.
And I can't wait to see your episode. It's airing November 8th, guys, not next week. And I will update our information on our Facebook page so that you all know when her episode is airing. But just don't wait for her episode. You need to tune in every Wednesday so you can keep up with what's going on the show. Because I love me some Charlie, okay?
She's a powerhouse.
She is an empowering woman, and I love the show's direction and the fact that you all are bringing real-life situations, what's going on now, to the show, you know, and it gives everyone an opportunity to talk about it. So I thank you for that.
Because if you don't talk about it, you never get it out of yourself, and it festers. And this is an opportunity to talk about those things that we're all feeling, we're all going through, and to learn from and with each other. And that's super valuable, and that doesn't happen with every show. And I'm so grateful that it's happening here and now. We all get to be a part of it.
Yes, yes. Well, that's our show, guys. Demaine, thank you so much for sitting down with me this afternoon. I so appreciate you and look forward to continuing to engage with you and support all your projects. And Queen Sugar all day. And don't forget, check out Lyft, guys. Check it out. It's good.
Thank you so much, Latrice, and thanks for the work that you do. And call me anytime. I'll be there for you.
All right, thank you. All right, have a beautiful afternoon. All right, guys,
thank you. That's our
show. Check us out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.